Kakalosh Boker Tov, we're going to continue with the halachot. There's actually two important halachot that we've been learning recently in the Daf Yomi. The first one is Siman Resh Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, the machloket that we had in the Gemara, or started from the Mishnah, from between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which means if you have two different fruits in front of you, or two different foods in front of you, which one do you do first? Do you do mean Shiva, which means the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, or do you do the chaviv, whichever one which is going to be more precious to you? So Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph says, Hayu lefanav mine perot arbe. If a person has a lot of fruits in front of them, im birchotem shavot, if the beracha is the same beracha. So for example, let's say you have all of them which are haetz. So what you're supposed to do, v'yesh b'nehem min shiva, and you have some of them which are min shiva from the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, magdim min shiva, you have to do the min shiva first. Af al pi sheno chaviv, even though it's not going to be chaviv, kemo amin achel, like the other species. V'im em b'nehem min shiva, but if you don't have the min shiva, then magdim achaviv, then you're going to do the chaviv before, but there's no min shiva. So he says, v'im en birchotem shavot, now if the berachot are not going to be the same beracha, for example, you have a radish and the olive that was given, right, that we said that you're going to have the tznon and the zait, so you have hadama and haetz. So it says, afilu yesh b'em min shiva, kigon tznon v'zait, eze mehem shirtzeh yagdim. Right, whichever one you could do whichever beracha that you want. Vafilu enu chaviv, and even if it's not going to be chaviv, the Yesh Shomrim here says that also here you do have to do the chaviv, which basically means that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, is being posek, like Shitat Rabbi Yehuda, that the min shiva, the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, overtakes and supersedes the halacha of chaviv. So therefore, if you have min shiva and then you have chaviv, you're always going to go for min shiva. When we continue in Sif Dalet, which that also we continued right there in the Daf Yomi, we said, okay, fine. What exactly is the order of min shiva? So yesterday was actually difficult for them to understand, so I wanted to explain it again. The Shulchan Aruch actually makes it very, very clear. Because if you remember in the Gemara, there was the case of the date, and then it was a case of a pomegranate. And what happened was, is that he came and he made the beracha on the date first. So Yasser Shashat, he says, what's going on over here? Why are you making the beracha on the date? The pomegranate should come first. Why? It's first in the pasuk. So let's try to analyze the pasuk, because there he actually answered that it's the second eretz. So let's try to analyze the pasuk. The pasuk says, eretz chita usora, a land of wheat and barley. Vegefen utena v'rimon, we're talking about grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Eretz zetshemen udvash. Eretz zetshemen, remember, zetshemen means zeitim, the olive oil. And dvash, whenever the Torah mentions dvash, even when it mentions it's not dvash of devorim, dvash of the bees, it's dvash tmarim, dvash of the dates. So therefore, he says like this, if you are going to analyze the pasuk, you have one, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have chita seora, gefen tena verimon, right? Then you have olives, and then you have dates. So the dates is the last one on the list. So he came and he answered him, I'm sorry, there's the word eretz, which is a hefsek in the middle. What does that mean? We know there are two edits in the pasuk, the first one and the second one. The first one, we're saying it's a land, right, which is going to be flowing with, we're going to have inside of it, we're going to comprise of wheat, barley, and then of everything else. So the first one, the chita seora, is always the first. So remember, it's always wheat and then barley. That's always going to be first. What happens afterwards, though, is going to be, is that you have a second edit. Why? Because right after the wheat and the barley, Gefen is number 3, Te'ena is number 4, right? Verimon is number 5. Then you have 6, 7, which is after the second eretz, which is olives and dates. He says, no, that second eretz is like starting the count again. So therefore, after the wheat and barley, which is number 1 and 2, you're going to have the second eretz start again, number 1 and 2. So now after wheat and barley, you have olives and dates. Only afterwards would you go back to 3, 4, 5, which is going to be grapes, figs, and pomegranates. So therefore, the order, according to the halacha, that was the maskanav, the gemara, and the halacha, right, which is going to be brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is you always do wheat and all the derivatives of the wheat. So remember, we already said wheat is not only wheat is also kusmin, the spelt. Because remember, the way to remember it is the chet and the chaf, right? Chita and kusmin, seorin, barley,
Barley comes after wheat and the derivative of wheat. Barley is barley, and everything of the derivative is the barley. Derivatives of barley is, you have se'orim, the seen, shibolet shual with a sheen, and you have the shifon. So you have rye and oats. So rye, oats, and barley is underneath. It's the second one. After you got that, you go to olives. So olives will come before grapes. It won't come before hagefen, because there are a lot of people that say that you say borei pri hagefen before the olives, and that's what we did actually on the seder of Tu Bishvat, right? And that's why that technically, even if you're going to cover the mezonot when we're doing kiddush on Shabbat morning, you don't have to cover the haetz, right? Why don't you have to cover the olives, let's say? Because a gefen, according to a lot of shitot, comes before the etz. Because since you elevated it, you appreciated it because of the beracha, so a gefen will come first. But grapes will not come before the olives. So after, immediately after you have the mezonot, which is the wheat and the barley, you have a gefen, then immediately afterwards you're going to have olives as the first one on the list. After olives, it's olives, dates, and then you're going to have the grapes, figs, and the pomegranates. So that's just the order for us to remember. Dr. Koshia, I'm just going to finish by saying, he gave us a beautiful hint in order to remember that he said the olive has one pit. So therefore, it's the first one on the list. The date, even though it's one pit, it's like split into two. You have the line, which is splitting it into two. He said after that, you have the grapes or the raisins. It always has usually a few pits. You have three or four. Then after that, you're going to have, after the grapes was the pomegranate, no? The figs. The figs has many, many different types of seeds. And then the last one was the pomegranate, which, okay, the Gemara says 613, but whatever you want of how many seeds that you have in the pomegranate. So it goes according to the amount of seeds or pits. That's how you actually have the order of the berachot. I actually think it was a very beautiful way to remember, right, of the order of the berachot. So therefore, that's just in order to know halakha l'maseh, how we're supposed to do. Have a beautiful day. Rabbi Koshia.